curious, when you look back at last night, having a chance to watch some of the game again and get your team back on the winning track, what stands out for you the day later?
The start of our second was really, really strong. We went about a 12-minute gap without giving up an A chance. We liked that a lot. That we had really strong performances from some of the role players, and that's not a, geez, a negative, like, key contributions either in goals or, you know, and Lowry's line was really good again. Hendricks' line, the shift that little Perreault and Armia had with 2.5 minutes left down to a forecheck, hard gap in the neutral zone to a puck back in zone. So that and the pace of the game. You know, sometimes you watch the video and you feel the game's either faster or slower. It was faster on the video. That rarely happens. Usually you got a pretty good handle on the bench, how the speed of the game. It was a quicker game even on video, so I was pleased with our battle. It's a good game.
What do you expect tomorrow, kind of game-wise, from that one to this one?
We've looked really at the three games, Nashville right through Anaheim, being fairly physical games and some grinding again, so... How we break the puck out, I like the way we did it last night, but the speed of our breakouts against heavy forechecking teams, they finished just about every hit, so we've got to get that puck moved and on the right way, and then play with the right amount of quickness, which has just been a theme for us now for quite some time.
We'll start in goal tomorrow.
Helly goes tomorrow.
Okay. Well, is your club starting to be comfortable being a winner? And what I mean by comfortable is I don't mean they take it easy. I mean that they're comfortable in their own skin, kind of as being a winning club now? Or is that still a work in progress?
I don't know the answer to that. And part of it is I really work hard at, and I'm not trying to be funny here, not thinking about anything beyond a 24-hour period. So, or thinking back past to how we got here. So I think we accomplished what we were supposed to do today. Right, we looked at some penalty kill video, some two or three things that we did well from the game, a couple things we want to address, and then I think I got what I wanted out of them on the ice, three drills, the last one done well, and then nothing else, because I believe there's nothing permanent in this game, but you're here today, so we work hard at that, and I personally spent a lot of time thinking about just that, not don't let yourself contemplate the bigger issues, because just deal with today.
The human nature side of it would suggest that for guys who have not been in this position before, it would be hard not to maybe get a little wrapped up in being third or fourth in the National Hockey League right now.
There's no permanent secret, right? Because the team that we played last night won two Stanley Cups recently and have missed the playoffs. So if there was something that you could grab hold of and say it's permanent, then the game would never humble you, and the game always will. So I'm not worried about that. What we want to get really good is handling our day, handling where we are right at that specific time. I think that's a good question. Just so you know, it's a good question, and I thought a lot about that idea of what you're saying, because those are all the questions that I'm getting now, for the most part, that aren't really specific to the game, are like that 20-game report. Assessment, and we do our own, right? We're going through penalties, chances for and against, all that. We spend any time thinking about where we're at as a permanent thing, that somehow any of this gets easier, that this is a really dangerous place to go mentally, I think.
Well, and the reason I asked that, sorry, it takes what we hear is for seasons, and not your organization,
right.
Every organization, you got to learn how to win. But once you start winning. You know, that was where the genesis of my question was. I mean, how did you sort of get comfortable with that?
Got to learn how to handle your day, right? Because, like I said, LA knows how to win. Mm-hmm.
So when you were a young coach, obviously you didn't know that. So how did you train yourself to stay in the moment and not let the weight of yesterday added to the weight of tomorrow make it impossible to function today?
Right. To turn 50, right? And then you start to realize that there's not as many days on your calendar as there used to be, that you have turned and you are playing the back nine.
Right.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Right? Enjoy the 8-minute mark of the third period in a tie game.
Yeah.
Just be right there. And that's probably the truth.
Yeah.
Just got old enough not to get caught up in what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow.
There wasn't like a you know, a book that you read, like a or some leadership.
Life just slaps you around enough that you come to it. I guess at some point you just realize. It's also part of learning how to handle the pressure of a pro sports environment.
What do you say to those that, as we're on American Thanksgiving today, that when you're in, you got a pretty legitimate chance of getting into the playoffs?
There's nothing the same about this year as years past. And I understand the it's the Corsi number, right? Over a long period of time, we can say that may well be true, but there's nothing to say. A small sample size doesn't change anything. And that, I would say, I would reference my earlier answer.
Yeah.
We're just going to deal with tomorrow. And like, I can't use that. Hey, fellas, we're good. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving. We're in. You know? I can't use it.
You can't say...
Feel free.
We don't want to be part of the 20% that doesn't make it, right? I mean, if
well, I'm leading with that tomorrow, Ken.
Yeah.
Just handle today.
We talked about the Lions yesterday, and I mean,
did you reference John Tortorella's speech today? Feel free to look that one up. He's got a great little piece on line combinations.
Okay. Like,
is that like a footnote thing? Like,
no, it's just I can't use the language that he used. Lord knows, you know, I never would.
Bigger picture, what are some of the things a coach looks for when you're looking for your optimal lineup?
Health, so you have your opportunity. Pieces that fit, pieces that you understand, the consistency of what you're going to get out of a line. So you have a pretty good idea what that line does, you know how to use them. But all of that, again, is theory, because your number one line isn't your number one line every night, and neither is theirs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that is a Corsi number. Overall, if your four lines are closer to being as good as they can be, you're going to win.
I mean, with the little line, you've been patient with them, and you got a goal yesterday. I mean, has it been hard to stay patient?
One guy's got eight goals, the other guy's got 11. Hasn't taken a whole lot of patience.
They have over 20 together.
So they're just going to look maybe differently than we all expect them to want, right? Scheifele's line has a look. Lowry's line clearly has a look. Little's line looks different from that. I'm not turning them into those other lines. Two of them are really, really young guys, so there's a consistency growth area that they're just going to get better and better. Look at Nick Ehlers' first year to now, right? He gives you more games like L.A. than he did in his first year. Patty's, yeah, he's got 11 goals. It's not bad. And I also like the way the rest of the lines are structured, so why would I reach into that one? What's the, you know, I don't need to fix the other ones. I'm not as worried about it.
I mean, you just feel like it was a matter of time before that chemistry comes? At 5-on-5.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting more chances, all those sorts of things.
I got lots of patience in that the quality of their game is going to get better because there's two young men on the wings.
Is there another way of looking at that too? Like, you have the second best record in the Western Conference right now, and you know that that trio can probably produce more offense. I mean, it's like having money in the bank in a lot of ways. That, you know, it's somewhere.
Yeah, it's, I don't know that we're going to expect them to produce an awful lot more. Okay. Their numbers are still high,
yeah,
right?
Good. Yeah. No,
I just think that line's going to look a little different.
Okay.
And depending on different opponents, you'll see them and say, well, why can't they play like that every night? Mm-hmm. They're more, right now, slightly susceptible to different styles of games, right? They're who you play against. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm standing where you, I'm going, that makes no sense because you just played one of the heaviest teams in the league last night and they were good.
Yeah. Anaheim's going to be a challenge for them, right? Just the way they play.
Well, if they play like last night, they're going to be good enough one way or the other. This, yeah. Patty still had three or four shots mm-hmm. that he can score on all of them. It's all we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You talked yesterday about continuity up front. I mean, does that apply to the D tomorrow, or will you want to keep Dustin with Josh, or where are you?
I think we'll go back to where we started.